Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, with an overview of the August 2014 Celestial Timings. This is an amazing month with lots of very cool things happening. Of course, we always start August off with the cross-quarter time, and what that means is that we'll reach the halfway point between the solstice and equinox, and this particular cross quarter is between the solstice and equinox, the June solstice and the September equinox. And the sun, when the sun reaches 15 degrees Leo, is the exact astrological cross quarter, but often celebrated on the 1st of August or the 2nd of August, depending on different cultural traditions. And we've got two moon occultations over Saturn this month. This is very remarkable, as well as Mars catching up to Saturn this month and being a part of the second moon occultation with Saturn, which is really going to energize a lot around how we're connecting with life force energy. And we'll also have the moon passing by Mars twice this month, and Venus and Mars coming into square together, along with Mars, the Mars-Saturn conjunction, and we'll also have the Aquarius full moon in a very significant and important part of the sky on August 10th, and it's also the closest perigee of the year. It's going to be, I forgot to mention that in the weekly audios that I gave, that I did, that's going to magnify the intensity of this full moon very powerfully. So the perigee, meaning that's the moon closest to the earth, so it has the greatest impact on the tides, and the full moon, of course, has a great impact on the tides when it's so close to the earth at a full moon. And that's going to further energize the possibility that's around that. I go into greater detail, of course, in the weekly audios and in the written version. And then Venus is going to enter Leo and catch up to Jupiter in the closest planet-to-planet conjunction of 2014. That'll be on August 17th. Very powerful time to connect with. The moon is going to occult Saturn twice, and it occults Uranus. Actually, it starting a series of occultations to Uranus this month. And we also have the seventh gate, Venus at the seventh gate, or first chakra activation taking place with very near Regulus, actually, and just after the just before the Virgo new moon. Oh my gosh, keeping all this straight. So the Virgo new moon, that'll be happening on August 25th. And we'll have then at the end of the month, the ninth occultation. So that at the beginning of the month, we have the eighth occultation of Saturn over the moon over Saturn, and then the ninth one on August 31st. And there will be two more after that, and then the series will be complete. So very powerful timings that are happening this month, with a lot of emphasis on Leo, self-love, a lot of emphasis on Scorpio and connecting to life force and the life force sexual energy. Of course, much more detail in the weekly audios and the written version of the timings, but that just kind of gives you a sense of what's the overall overview of the month of August 2014.